Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Spring has sprung. Spring has sprung.
It sure has. It's that beautiful time of year when the snow has melted, all the garbage from the winter is now fully exposed in the ditch.
Oh, yeah, like the garbage bag trees, the garbage bag fences.
You can tell which of your neighbors don't clean up after their dog.
Ooh.
Beautiful time.
Did you stay on top of that all winter?
I did.
Yeah?
I was pretty good on that one.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have a dog, but I feel like that's one of those things that I'd probably fall behind on because I'd be so disgusted by it that I wouldn't. I would always put off going to do it.
There's a way to do it and a way not to do it. You don't want to do it while there's still ice on the ground. Like, if you've put it off long enough, just let all the snow melt.
Yeah.
Let it all melt. That's Uncle Bryce's tip.
Okay.
But it is spring cleaning season, and I think today is the day where I'm going to do the deep clean of my car.
Ooh, really? Like, did it get away from you over the winter?
Yeah, a little bit.
So did mine.
A little bit. I think today, like, even the big old shop vac will come out and really do a deep clean. That is a satisfying moment.
Are you going to do the toothbrush in the little vents?
I am going to have a little knife or something. I really want to get this thing sparkling because I didn't really do a great clean last year.
No.
So I feel like I have 2 years worth of grime to scrub off.
I sometimes, like, I don't know. I keep the exterior of my vehicle cleaner than the interior. Like, it's like the inside of my vehicle right now is pretty freaking gross. Like spilled coffee, like the coffee stains on the console.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
I would hate to see how much money I've spent over the years on those cleaning wipes for cars.
Yeah.
The Armor All
wipes.
So you buy them and then you use them one time and then the rest you put in
the garage
closet somewhere and they dry out immediately.
Yeah, exactly. You forget you have them and then you buy more. It's like they start breeding and they're expensive.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
And remember when there used to be one kind of Armor All? There was just one. Now there's like Armor All for red cars, Armor All for four-wheel drive cars.
Yeah, why is it so complicated?
Yeah, just give me one kind of Armor All.
I just need to get all the embarrassing, weird food stains out of the center console of my car.
Is your dog messy in the car?
I have one of those hammock things in the back seat.
Oh.
So he just sits in that. So he doesn't sit on my bare seats.
So you can just pull that thing out, give it a shake, and then put it back in?
Yeah, it helps big time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would mess that car up badly. The windows are a mess. The back windows.
That's always the part, too, that I'll clean the inside of my car, but I never clean the inside of the windows.
Ooh.
And you don't notice it until it's a super sunny day, and then you're like, it feels like somebody took Vaseline and rubbed it all over the lenses of your glasses.
Yeah, you should see all the dog nose boops on my window.
Gross.
They need to be wiped off.
Maybe he should clean the car. He's part of the problem.
He should at least pay for the wipes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're cleaning out skunks.
Oh my God, I can't shake these errs. I don't know if it's a skunk but something tried to dig under my front steps again the other day.
Oh, baby.
And last year I dug down probably 2 feet, 18 inches. And I put, what do you call it? Like not wire, but like mesh, metal mesh. I put
the chicken wire stuff.
Chicken wire, but it's heavy duty. And I buried it so you can't see it, but something is still trying to dig underneath that and get under my steps. And I won't have any of this.
Well, if I learned anything from cartoons, it sounds like nothing a stick of TNT couldn't handle.
Yeah, maybe that's what I need to do is just throw a grenade underneath there or something.
That'd get the job done.
Blast Metallica underneath my front steps. Do you remember like a couple of years ago when I had skunks living under my front steps? I tried the thing. I bought two of these really bright halogen lamps and I was shining them into the holes underneath the front step of my house. That did nothing. And then I spent something like $1,400 trying to have these skunks removed.
Professionally?
Every day. Like, they'd put a trap out there, and I'd leave for work in the morning, and I'd look down and go, oh, God, there's a skunk in the trap. So I'd dial the number, and they would come retrieve it and send me a bill every single time. And they'd put a trap back there again. It was $1,400 into this thing when I realized, like, they'd leave behind a slip of where they were releasing the skunk. I thought they drove it out into the country. No, they were releasing it two blocks from my home.
That's insane.
In the ravine behind my house. It's like, of course, it's just going to come back.
It's like they just took him to the next bus stop.
Exactly.
He can find his way back.
Yeah. Never did. I don't know how we solved that problem. Maybe when I blasted water under there. I'm not sure. But that's what I'm looking forward to this afternoon.
Maybe it'll get nice and sprayed.
Oh, God, that'd be good.
That'd be a fun way to spend a day.
Yeah. Wouldn't people love that at work?
Oh.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone. Forever.
Lube City.
Lube City.
Lube's. Lube's a fun word to say.
It sure is. And it's a fun place to go for the whole family.
Oh, yeah. Load them in the car. Go for an oil change. Go for a tire swap. Go for new wiper blades. Go for some maintenance.
You know how sometimes parents, when they take their kids to Disneyland, they'll trick them and say, hey, we're going to Disneyland, but really they bring them to the dentist?
Yeah.
This is what you tell your kids, you're going to Disneyland, but really you're bringing them to Lube City. Watch their minds explode with excitement.
Oh, God, they'll be even more excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have a gift shop at Lube City?
They should. Keychains with your names on it?
Yeah. If they don't, you should get a gift shop at Lube City.
Get wiper blades with your name on it.
Yes. Anyway, you can find a location to take the entire family to. Just go to lubecity.ca.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
There was nothing in this topic of conversation that disgusted me. Not one single thing.
No, if I've learned anything, it's that everybody had great school lunches.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
When you were in the grocery store yesterday, can you still buy Dunkaroos?
They disappeared and then they came back for a while and they were outrageously expensive. You might be able to get them in those like special candy stores.
Yeah, nobody wants to go there for Dunkaroos though. They'd probably be $11 a box.
I don't know if they're at normal grocery stores anymore.
Yeah, because yesterday when we were talking about lunch bag lust, you know, when you were a kid and your mom or your dad would pack you a lunch and then you'd go and there'd be something in that lunch bag that you would just be able to, you wouldn't be able to stop thinking about all morning. For me, it was pudding cups. I'd be like, oh my God, I got a pudding cup in my lunch. Can't wait till lunch. Rarely would I make it to lunch. I'd eat that thing at recess. So delicious. A lot of people text, did you get so delicious candies in your lunch?
Oh yeah.
Really?
The fruit snacks?
No.
Oh, baby.
That was probably the number one thing that kept coming in yesterday.
Those things were the best. The little ones that looked like a little mug of root beer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, obviously, I was too old to get those because I'm 100 years old. I know what they are, though.
I could go for some right now.
Were you a Dunkaroos kid?
I was.
So, yesterday, somebody had texted. Somebody else said Dunkaroos this morning, too. But yesterday, someone said they would eat all the little Dunkaroos cookies except for one, and then on that last one they would load the entire wad of Dunkaroo icing onto that one cookie for the diabetes Dunkaroo.
You had to have a strategy. If you were going in there trying to evenly distribute your icing, you were an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
What you did is exactly that. You would put little to none on the
first eight or nine, or how many cookies there were,
the first chunk of cookie, and then that last one you just load it up. Oh, it's more icing than cookie. Oh, those were sweet days.
How about you? Let's talk about your lunch when you were a kid. 10029 if you want to text the show. You can call Sonic 2 at 780-423-1029.
A couple people saying that you can still get Dunkaroos at grocery stores, Walmart, and Superstore.
Are they expensive? Oh, three boxes for $9?
Yeah, that's not bad. I think that's better than it was. When they first brought them back, it was insane.
I may sound weird. I'm reading a text. This is not me, because I do not agree with this. I may sound weird, but my favorite thing that I couldn't wait to get into in my lunch was fresh carrots out of the garden. None of this store-bought crap.
That's the lamest thing I ever heard in my life.
I think it might be the lamest text I've ever read.
None of this store-bought crap. Get out of here. Dunkaroos are way better than carrots.
Hey, can we... Well, I agree. Like, the store-bought baby carrots, what happened to those? That layer of slime on there, what is that?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
What was the greatest thing you got in your lunch when you were a kid going to school? Steve, I like this one. This is from Steve. Taking a fruit roll-up and wrapping it around your finger to make a long, pointy finger that you would suck on and eat while staining your finger. Gross, but yeah. I mean, that's something I would have done had fruit roll-ups been a thing when I was a kid. Oh, this is from Jana. God, I love this one. My lunch bag memory, my mom was making me my lunch still in grade 6. There was a Lucerne yogurt in my lunch one day. It was in the real container. I didn't want it, so I threw it out without opening it. When I got home, my mom asked if I found the surprise she put in my lunch. I said no. Apparently, she had packed a piece of cherry pie in that container. She was so mad she stopped making my lunch. True story. Have a great day, boys. Jana. You know what that is, Jana? That is the equivalent of the... I heard Alan Cross talking about this one day. Van Halen, like the famously... They had in their rider, in their contract, that said no brown M&Ms or whatever the color of M&Ms that wasn't allowed in their dressing room. If there were brown M&Ms in their dressing room, they would snap and they would fine the promoter. The reason they did that was to know that they'd actually read their entire contract. So they, if they had read the whole thing, they would have known no brown M&Ms in the dressing room. Your mom no brown M&M'd you. That's what she did, Jana.
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Wow! God, I was just thinking about my lunch I bring to work every day. It's so lame. A couple of yogurt cups, a banana, an apple, maybe a Fiber One bar.
Yeah, it was a lot sweeter once upon a time when, you know, you had a fruit roll-up in there and you're like, oh, baby.
Maybe a pudding cup, a wagon wheel.
Oh, the wagon wheel. I tried them again long ago as an adult. They still hold up.
I thought you were going the other direction.
No, they're still rock solid.
I think they're garbage now.
Oh, you sir sound like a fool.
Maybe I have a sophisticated palate. Not likely, but I feel like they've gotten, well, first of all, they used to be the size of an actual wagon wheel, like pioneers coming across the prairies. They would have, like the
size thing was, I was like, am I a giant now?
No, I think they've gotten way smaller. That's one of those things that has in fact gotten smaller.
I blame the government.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
Trudeau's fault. Doesn't want you having a wagon wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't want you catching the diabetes. This one, I laughed at this. This is funny because, well, here, let me read it. It's from Anita. My daughter would want oysters in her lunch.
What?
She loved them. However, the teacher called and said she couldn't bring them anymore because they were stinky.
Yeah, of course. Bringing oysters to school, that's the weirdest thing I ever heard in my life.
No, it's fantastic. I appreciate your daughter's sophisticated palate, Anita.
That's the most insane thing I ever heard. If I was a 7-year-old and the kid beside me at the lunch table had oysters, I would be freaking out.
What about tuna? Tuna smells too.
I don't know. I think there's a difference between a tuna sandwich and fresh oysters.
Well, no, smoked oysters from a can. Those are great. You put those on a, put one of those on a little Ritz cracker. Ooh, man.
Yeah, that's great when you're 90. When you're in grade 3, that's just weird.
Oh, so a smoked oyster is a 90-year-old?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay. Easily one of the stinkiest things you can bring.
I know they don't smell good. That
smuggles my mind.
But they taste good.
Oh, that is not a snack a child brings to school. That is weird.
Joel Johnson says, I still stand by this today, but my favorite thing in my lunch as a kid was cucumber sandwiches with Miracle Whip and salt and pepper and ants on a log, which were celery sticks with peanut butter and raisins. I'll still gladly eat this for lunch at 40 years old. I had ants on a log the other day. What? I honest to God couldn't believe I did that. But I did the banana version of it. What's that called?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, no, you put peanut butter on the top of a banana, and then I put raisins along the banana, and that's what I ate at lunch. I'd
say it's the same thing.
You think so?
I think so.
It's a more sophisticated ants on a log.
The ants on a log, especially the celery version, is easily one of the least appetizing looking. It looks like a monstrosity.
But it's actually pretty good. The celery is just a delivery system for the peanut butter. You don't even taste the celery.
I always replace the peanut butter with Cheese Whiz.
Oh, yeah, that's a fine one, too.
That was still good.
Somebody else said, my parents would put ketchup on my bologna sandwiches. Fantastic. That's pretty good. Ketchup on my bologna sandwiches and ice in my thermos of milk. By lunchtime, my bread was saturated with ketchup and my milk was watered down and warm. Probably worst lunch ever.
That sounds terrible.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Anyway, so Anita texted in earlier and she's like, oh my God, my daughter used to love bringing smoked oysters to school. That was her favorite lunch.
That just baffles me.
But then the school called and said, hey, Anita, take her down a notch. She can't bring that for lunch anymore. The kids are complaining. Because it stunk so much.
Anita, like, she could be the nicest kid in the world. Mm-hmm. But I just, like, it's got to be in a school cafeteria and you crack open a can of oysters. People will scatter around you. That's no, kids will run.
I just love them so much. Put those on a cracker. Ah, they're good. I don't care. To me, they stink delicious, which, by the way, will be the name of my first album.
Stink Delicious?
Yes.
Oh, that's real good.
So anyway, this text I was going to read to you, I was on the bus 10 years ago. This guy opened a tin of smoked oysters and the whole bus stunk. Mm. No cutlery. He ate them with his fingers.
Ooh.
And then wiped his hands on his pants.
Oh. Yeah.
Those pants were probably pretty gross.
I think I'm going to have to share. Like, if someone cracked open a can of oysters in our shared workspace, it would ruin my day.
Did Lane used to do fish in the microwave here?
He strikes me as someone that would.
Yeah. Did you ever get a hot dog in a thermos?
No. That sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, guys, my mom would boil hot dogs and then put them in warm water in my thermos.
Ooh.
She'd include 2 slices of pre-ketchuped white bread. Best meal.
Pre-ketchup bread.
Oh, my God. That sounds good to me.
Just throw that hot. I'd eat that.
Back in grade 1 and 2, I exclusively ate peanut butter with Breton cracker sandwiches for lunch. The best days were when my mom would make us chocolate milk with our lunches. Nestle's Quick. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do they still make that?
Where you just like squirt the syrup in there?
Or the powder? There was a powdered version before the syrup.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Trip back through time and peering into your lunchbox at school, and what do you find?
Okay, let's go back to the days of a plastic lunchbox with the thermos in the lid, okay? And they matched, right? It was always a set. Every once in a while, you would get Alfagetti in that thermos. Not all the time, but every once in a while. And it would be piping hot when Mom would put it in the thermos, but by lunchtime, it was just above lukewarm. And that was the best lunch.
When was the last time, like, I loved all those canned pastas as a kid, Alfagetti, Chef Boyardee. When was the last time you had some?
I buy Zoodles and Alfagetti for my kids about once every 4 months. When they go on sale for 4 for $5 or whatever, I'll buy 4 cans and the kids lose their minds.
But when was the last time you made them pay the dad tax and give you a can?
Every time I do it for them. So I would say we did it around Christmas time.
Yeah. I've got to go back there. I got to try that again. I was saying to Bryce backstage, if I lived alone, I wouldn't eat that stuff every day, but there would be cans of Chef Boyardee in my pantry.
Oh, 100%. Like, as you get older, you get more refined, so you would take, like, a soda cracker and use that as a spoon?
Yes. That says, I'm a sophisticated gentleman, as you eat and your monocle falls out into your Alfagetti.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Jordo. Here's another person who doesn't like the smell of smoked oysters. Who knew? I thought everybody loved that. Oh, this is actually sardines. I once had a student who would bring tins of sardines to eat at lunch. As the lunch supervisor, I tried to tolerate it and let him eat in the classroom, but the other students all kind of banded together, and he had to eat in the hallway whenever he brought sardines for lunch. Wow, that's sad.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It seems to me I had a thermos wiener or two when I was a kid. I can't really remember, but it sounded familiar when somebody said their mom would boil a couple of wieners, put them in water in the thermos, and then send them with a couple of pre-ketchuped slices of bread.
Ooh.
That is... God, I would eat that right now.
I wonder if I could do that now with my Yeti cup.
Put a thermos wiener in there.
Put some wieners in there.
Yeah.
Have some Yeti wieners.
And then your coffee or whatever you drank in the future would always have that slight hint of wiener to it, which probably not terrible.
I would be thanking past Bryce for that.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was talking about this earlier. The one thing I always, and it didn't happen very often, but if I got a pudding cup in my lunch, it's all I'd be able to focus on all morning. I'd be like, oh my God, pudding cup at lunch. I wonder what flavor. Chocolate, of course, was the star of the show, followed by butterscotch, followed by vanilla.
If you had a lunch that required you to use the school microwave, you knew you were doing something right. Because that either meant pizza pop, maybe a cup of noodles. Oh man, that was sweet.
Somebody said, I still pack my 57-year-old husband a pudding cup for his lunch.
Ooh.
Does he think about it all morning when he's at work? Somebody else said, how's this for a bagged lunch from back in the day? Can of brown beans. It had the pull-tab top. Can opener, not required. I ate them cold with a spoon, accompanied by a couple slices of pre-buttered bread. Not entirely disgusting.
That sounds like the type of lunch you bring in a bindle.
Yes, yes.
It's all in a handkerchief tied to a stick.
Over your shoulder.
And you know what? I would eat that.
So would I. I don't have to have brown beans. I can eat those cold.
Get resourceful. Use a Bunsen burner to heat those beans up.
Yeah, go down to the chem lab. Somebody said, I've worked in kindergarten for many, many, many years. Some of the snacks that stick out in my mind is I had one student who would bring a can of Vienna sausages every day. I'd have to open them and drain the water, and she would happily eat every last little wiener. But I don't think anything tops watching a five-year-old eat a Big Mac.
Wow.
A whole Big Mac during snack time.
A five-year-old.
With that extra snack.
With that extra bun in there, they'd have to unhinge their jaw like a snake.
Yes, exactly.
Seeing a small child eat a can of Vienna sausage would be pretty funny.
What is that? Something you're going to search out on the internet now? Because
well, now that you say it that way,
I would caution you.
No, you say it that way, it sounds weird.
This person, how about the blue collar single dad lunch? Packed this for me and my brother. The gas station special: pizza sub, beef jerky, Gatorade, and peanut butter cups.
Wow. I wouldn't say no to that.
No, neither would I. Keep them coming. Here's somebody else. Speaking of hot dogs in a thermos, have you ever had hot dogs made in a slow cooker? No.
No.
Like, how long does it take to make a hot dog in a microwave? 40 seconds?
Yeah. I don't think you need a slow cooker to cook a hot dog. Yeah. I mean, I would eat it, don't get me wrong, but I think there's a quicker way.
Yeah, I'm sort of like, I look at this and I'm thinking, there's never been a time in my life where I'm jonesing for a hot dog and I'm like, the only thing that would make this better is a whole bunch of time between me enjoying the hot dog and right now.
I want a hot dog, but can I have it 4 hours from now?
Yeah, if only there was a way. maybe you're doing something different to it. I don't know.
Someone else said slow cooker hot dogs are next level delicious.
What?
I don't get it.
What's the difference?
Yeah, you're just waiting an extra 3.5 hours.
My foreman makes coffee pot wieners.
Ooh.
Coffee pot wiener.
Then you put the wiener in the coffee pot and let the hot water drip into it?
I guess so.
Sounds amazing.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We were talking about just the lunch that your mom or dad used to pack for you when you were a kid and you'd go to school. And God, I can't believe the number of people that have texted in on this topic. Everybody's nostalgic for their old-fashioned. What kind of lunchbox did you have? Probably Mighty Ducks, right?
I was more of a lunch sack man.
Oh, okay.
Less of a hard lunch box.
I think I still have my old lunch box somewhere. It's Charlie Brown. I'm going to have to find that. I'm going to start bringing that to work.
Yeah, I think I just had a generic lunch bag.
Really? You weren't going to... You wouldn't get a sellout to the corporations?
No way, man.
Fly their flag?
I was too influential.
Yeah, you weren't going to bring a Garfield lunchbox to school. Not a chance.
Yeah, if I roll up with a Ghostbusters thing, then all of a sudden everyone's going to want one.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. You were an influencer before influencers were even a thing.
I was a tastemaker.
Yeah. Ocean says, forget pudding cups and fancy schmancy Lunchables. My favorite thing I got in my lunch were Cheese Whiz and mayo sandwiches. Those were the bomb. I would eat that. Cheese Whiz and mayo. Cheese Whiz and mayo. I'd even put some pickle slices in there. Fantastic.
I like both those things. I've never combined them.
Yeah. Lori said, inspired by lunch bag talk, I emptied a bunch of mystery foods from my fridge this morning. Not sure where they came from, but that's half the thrill. Stay tuned. Will you hear back from me again? Question mark. I don't know. That's interesting. Have you ever done that? Every 6 or 8 months or so at my place, we just declare freezer dinner and balloons and streamers fall from the ceiling. And then you just dig to the bottom of the freezer and you see what's down there and you eat that.
That's the worst.
It's the best because you might get, I don't know, a sausage roll, some corn and 2 chicken strips, or maybe you'll get a piece of pizza that fell through the cracks and somehow disappeared into the freezer abyss, and a spring roll and an ice cream sandwich.
I don't know. I think it's a better idea on paper because then everything, you're just eating a freezer burnt dinner.
Well, you kind of are.
And it's a better idea on paper than you actually eat it and you're like, oh.
Freezer dinner. Yay. God, I want to do that tonight.
Freezer dinner. I would still do breakfast for dinner over freezer dinner.
Oh, breakfast for dinner. That's a fine, fine dinner. But that's not a sunny day thing. That's kind of.
No.
Like a gross winter night or a rainy summer night. That's when you do breakfast for dinner.
That's true.
Yeah. How about you? Have we talked about food too much?
I don't know. Look at these texts just pouring in.
I know.
And all the people praising slow cooker hot dogs.
Get out of here.
I can't wrap my brain around it.
The beauty of a hot dog is it's the simplest form of food. Why are you complicating it?
You can boil it, you can microwave it, you can throw it on a barbecue already in seconds, or you can slow cook it over the course of a few hours. I don't get it.
Everybody try freezer dinner, okay? That's how you get rid of the last fish stick and an ice cream sandwich. Do it. I command you.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.